Hi, it's February 1st, the 40th anniversary of the infamous underarm bowling incident. New Zealand needed a six from the final ball of their one-day international against Australia. So Aussie captain Greg Chappell instructed his brother Trevor to bowl a grubber.
Rod Marsh is saying no, mate, but I'm sure he's going to bowl an underarm delivery. And this is possibly a little bit disappointing. Disappointed, Brian McKechnie, the crowd boom. It's all over.
Equally as controversial was Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction during the halftime show of the Super Bowl on this day in 2004.
He was to take and rip the piece, but more came off than what was supposed to.
And on February 1st, 2019, it was declared that January had been Australia's hottest month ever on record.
The scale, duration and intensity of the heat wave is quite unprecedented in Australia. It is quite unusual to see this amount of heat.
Birthdays, Don Everly, one half of the hit duo The Everly Brothers, is 84 today.
Wake up with you, Susie, we gotta go home.
Famous Aussie performer Normie Rowe is 74. The TV host and singer is remembered for his stoush with Ron Casey and hits like this. Aussie actor and at times football caller Lex Marinos is 72 today, best remembered for his time on Kingswood Country.
G'day, Grumble Bum.
Yeah.
You got the heat beads ready? Is the fire brigade on standby?
The daughter of the King of Rock and Roll, Lisa Marie Presley, is 53. She's released a number of albums in her own right. The most memorable was the one that featured duets with her late father.
People, don't you understand that y'all need to have
comedic actor, prominent in the 90s, Paulie Shaw, is also 53.
Link and I are cruising the mountain, bro, and we figure we's a little Jews.
And English singer, songwriter, actor, and member of One Direction, Harry Styles, is 27. Finally, silver screen legend Clark Gable was also born on this day. The man they called the King of Hollywood after starring in Gone with the Wind died aged 59 in 1960.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Remembering Clark Gable on February 1st.